Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Maybe you're listening to this episode while you're doing some holiday shopping, preparing for Thanksgiving, or maybe you're in the kitchen cooking a delicious big Thanksgiving meal, or maybe you're driving through the woods on your way to grandma's house for Thanksgiving treats. I want to talk briefly, as you can imagine, about Thanksgiving and some fun Thanksgiving trademarks. I've actually been blogging for many years about some fun Thanksgiving trademarks. Just like any other holiday or really pop culture event, there are trademarks associated with it. There are not only the trademarks you see for the football games and the parades. The parades, by the way, are all really just promotions for brands and trademarks. As a kid, of course, I loved watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Only as an adult do I realize that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is really just an excuse for one giant commercial, not only for Macy's, but for each of the floats promoting movies or Broadway shows or products. But it still is fun to watch, and I always record it and watch it with my kids. And that's a good entree to the registrations. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is a registered trademark for organizing and conducting a parade. That's not very surprising, of course. But some of these other trademarks I'm about to tell you about are a little more surprising. For example, did you know that Thanksgiving pants is a registered trademark for pajamas? And the Thanksgiving nap sweater is a trademark for clothing? This one's funny because I was just talking to somebody today about how as Christmas extends farther and farther into the fall, the sales of Christmas gifts and trees and products, there's a registered trademark for Hollow Thanksmas, HollowThanksmas, a playful combination of Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And that's registered for calendars, greeting cards, paper, party decorations, and postcards. This one kind of surprised me. Pumpkin pie is registered. But it's not registered for food products. It's registered for hair products like shampoos and bubble bath. Thanks a latte, which is a really playful phrase, is registered for gift certificates that can be redeemed for goods or services. A very amusing registration that I found is Our Turkeys Don't Do Drugs. And that is registered for turkeys and turkey jerky and turkey products by a meat company. And my favorite Thanksgiving trademark from watching football back in the day with John Madden announcing is the turducken, which is registered for a combination turkey, duck, and chicken entree for consumption on or off the premises. And that, of course, is registered by a famous New Orleans chef and restaurant, Paul Prudhomme. A few pending applications I found that had just been filed this year related to Thanksgiving are Thanksgiving Pie Fight, registered for a TV program. Maybe that will even be on TV this Thursday afternoon. I don't know. I've never heard of it. A registration for bags and shirts and mugs for the phrase Thanksgiving is just a rehearsal for Christmas. Again, the blending of holidays. Anheuser-Busch has a pending application for the official beer of Turkey Trotters. And a really interesting one I found is pending for Turkey Tuesday. And that is for organizing a charitable event collecting food for donations. And it turns out that there's a supermarket that's been doing that project since 1992, I believe, called Turkey Tuesday. And that's interesting because, of course, Thanksgiving falls on a Thursday generally. And of course, Taco Tuesday is a well-known thing and, oddly enough, a registered trademark for restaurant services, believe it or not, even though it should clearly be generic. But Turkey Tuesday is a playful combination and sounds like a great event. So leave me a comment, send me a message, tweet at me. I want to know what your favorite Thanksgiving trademark is. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.